We're here to talk about the magic of water. And water is a topic that is of great interest to me for many different reasons, but I know to you too. And you've just published a wonderful interview with Pollock, Dr. Pollock, on the fourth phases of water, which we'll talk about. But I can't think of a more important topic to understanding our world and our health and understanding water and the magic of water. So I'm very delighted that you decided to do this for the theme for the annual wrap-up. And I should tell everybody before we dive in, there's an incredible series of articles and information and recommended books and movies all at the web presentation, just a wealth of resources on water. And I have to just say this, I confess, I thought, oh, I'm finally going to understand water. And then I finished all your pieces, including the list of the 60 anomalies of water. And I thought, oh, I need to go back to college and graduate school.
Well, so yeah.
It's a big, water is a big topic because it's what is it? It's a 70%+
exactly
of the planet. Yeah.
Of the surface of the planet, at least. And it seems that there is even more because it's really not known. Water is the after the hydrogen molecule, water is the most ubiquitous molecule in the whole universe, and it's still not understood. So our intention to talk about water for this annual wrap-up is really, isn't it, to entice people, subscribers, listeners, and readers to learn more about water themselves, to really, really get interested. Because it turns out that not everything is known. Probably the least bit is known about water, even though we have such scientific skills these days. And there is almost nobody on Earth who knows a lot about water. There is people like Gerald Pollack, or there is people like Martin Chaplin, who is publishing that fantastic website with all of the anomalies of water. But other than that, if you go to a scientist or a microbiologist or even a geologist, they only know their own perspective of water. But water is so manifold. And that's why we were planning to do this wrap-up. And I was going to write about different aspects of water. And my focus is to rest more on the magic of water, on the on the wonderful mystery of water and the profound paradigm-changing qualities and capacities that water holds. And so when we go through the wrap-up and when people listen to this and go to the website, please do your own research. Please bathe in that the different types of knowledge about water and realize how close it is to living a free and inspired life.
Well, how much 70% of our bodies is water?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And women have more water than men, I'd like to point out, right?
Right.
So that's one of the differences. If I decide, you know, I'm a different gender, you know, it's a problem because I can't change my water. But, it's such a big part of our bodies, of our minds, and of our surrounding in our life.
Yeah. So, and if you look at the molecular composition of the body, it's even 99%.
Right.
So because the water molecule is so small, we have so many more water molecules compared to the other molecules.
Right.
So water makes us completely. And what is coming out from the science and from the different types of research is that water may almost be something like a sense organ of the human condition, so that we perceive with water, and water communicates, and water has an intelligence and a memory. And that is really what I'd like to bring across.